restaurants.
Or something. So what?
Race.
What about around her neck?
Lock it. Or sometimes to wear beads. Different things.
What would you call a thing that you hold over your head when it's raining?
Umbrella. Parasol or something called.
Is that the same thing?
Same thing. All the same thing.
You could use it as
the sun or rainy. I used to have one all the time, but don't have one no more. Even if we're carrying them, I don't know. Well, it's my daughter has one in her car all the time on account of rain, you know.
Good idea.
Yeah, working, you know, so she runs from the car to the store where she, drugstore where she works.
Yes, ma'am. When you make up your bed, what's the last thing that you put on?
Bedspread.
What about something heavier than that you might have on your bed one time?
I always put an electric blanket in that, and sometimes I put a quilt over. I've got quilts and I've got blankets. I'm not bad on quilts because I can't stand up and heavy on them. And I use, most of the time I use electric blanket, and I've got another blanket that I use in between me and electric blankets, you know. And a bedspread on top of that. That's about all I use.
What about what you rest your head
on? Quilts.
Have you ever seen something that was longer than a pillow?
Bolsters.
Right.
Used to have them. But done away with them.
Were those things just for looks, or did you sleep?
More or less for looks. And a lot of people used them, but I never did like
different. Yeah, when somebody spends the night, sometimes you might make up a place on the floor for them.
Yeah. Pallet.
Right.
Pick some pallet. I've seen that done. I've had to do it here when my girls are home. They have a lot of company, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have so much girl company here. Well, we make pallets all over the floor for them, you know. They didn't care how they slept, just so they'd all be together.
Where did you make one out of?
Quilts. Spread quilts all over the floor. And they didn't care, just so they lay down. They, you know, young folks sleep in where you put them.
Right.
They can't do it when they get old. They got to have a place to sleep.
I meant to ask you yesterday when we were talking about the farm, what kind of land do you have around here? Is it mostly pretty good?
Well, we have hill land. It's called table land. It's pretty good table land. It's rolling hills, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's got good soil. These beans out here is on rolling hill land. It's good beans out there. And we have bottom land, what we call bottom land. And it's real good land. It makes good stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
But, of course, the wasteland, we call it, they put that most in pasture, you know. Stuff that don't make good stuff. And then, too, a lot of people put the good land in pastures, too, where they got a lot of cows. And
yes,
Mr. Ford over there, his bottom land, and he works all of his bottom land in beans and cotton, has it worked.
Yes,
but all of his hill land, he's got that all in pasture. But he's got about 150 cows. So it takes a good bit of land for 150 cows. And he's got that all bulldozed and sold in something, you know, for them cows to eat. Most everybody bulldozes the land out to keep the temper and stuff off where they got the cows, you know. And have to, well, they have to work that land. I mean, so things on it all the time.